Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that. We'll send that to you on Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And also, the our poll question is right there on the homepage. You can click, read the question, click the answer that you like, and when you do, you'll see the how the poll is going so far immediately, and all the other things that are there that will help you with your small business articles, archives, the brain trust, et cetera, things you can do in 5 seconds, you can do in 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. 15 minutes, we got something that will help you. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Kim Tubbs Heron is our guest and our new friend, our newest friend from Microsoft. We got a lot of friends over the years at Microsoft, and she's the regional general manager for the small business and mid-market division of the marketplace. Kim, you guys have done a survey, conducted a survey on what small business owners know about the cloud. And one of the things I've been talking a lot about lately is our apps, mobile apps. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying not only mobile apps, but desktop apps. I think the more people want mobile apps, the more they're going to want those apps on their desktop. But the reason I'm bringing all that up is that's all in the cloud.
Absolutely. And as I was starting to say earlier, that Microsoft has a great integrated solution for applications in the cloud that enables communication, collaboration, and meetings.
Now, are these apps... things that I can play around with myself, or are they fixed things that I have to use as you've delivered them to me? Can I modify them for myself?
Absolutely. Here's the beauty of this, right? So for customers who want, you know, simplicity, a rent kind of model, as you referred to earlier, that type of model, if you would, subscription type model,
right.
They can get those type of services on the web. But the beauty of Microsoft and a differentiator for Microsoft is the same applications that they're familiar with today on their desktop or on their servers are now enabled in the cloud. So you have the flexibility.
Are some of them free?
Solution or,
are some of them free? As well as are there free things there as well as paid?
There are some free things, and one of the things that the survey said is a high percentage of people are always looking for opportunities where there are some things for free.
Yeah.
But you know, is free ever really, really free? Because there's pieces that go to it.
No, that's true.
Are they economical? Do they make sense? Does it provide a lower cost of ownership in the using cloud computing today? Absolutely.
Well, the reason I ask about the free is, a lot of times, this is what gets people introduced to the cloud. They find a little application, they find a little feature, something that they can use. They don't even know it's in the cloud yet. They just start using it. You know, it's so simple because it's so free. They just click on it, and bada bing, bada bam, it's right there in front of them, right? And then they get good at it, or their company demands a little more, and they say, you know what, this free thing is not quite as powerful as I need. And then hopefully they go back to the company that gave them that and said, hey, I'm willing to pay $20 a month for more power.
That's right.
What do you think?
And, you know, to your point in terms of, you know, what they get used to, we have a billion users across the globe using Microsoft Office in some capacity, some version of Office. And so our customers need us to make sure that we provide that same familiar and comfortable experience that they have in the cloud or on the desktop in the traditional model that we have.
What do you think? What is the overall adoption of cloud computing? Did your survey tell you what the overall small business adoption level is?
Yeah, it's less than 20%. It's less than 20% in terms of the adoption.
Now, all right, let me ask you a question, Kim. Is that what they told you? The survey respondent said only 20%. You know what? I don't believe that number.
Yeah, I think it's small.
I don't believe that number because I think people answered that, and I apologize for – I'm not dissing your methodology here, but I do think that for every person who said – for every five people who say they don't use cloud computing or they don't answer that they did, four of them didn't know what they were answering.
I agree with you, because when we think about, are we using cloud computing today? But I think from a survey perspective, we were talking about information technology to enable your business. So are they running their servers in the cloud?
From the standpoint of, do you have are you directly driving sales with cloud? Now, that I would agree with that part.
Are they using CRM, for example, a Microsoft solution where you can contact management for your customers in the cloud? Are they using that? So what they're saying is there's an appetite for that. They're excited about it. They're learning more about it, if you would, but they're not there yet.
But the train is on the track. But those same people who aren't using it are playing games on their smartphone.
Absolutely.
And so, folks, this is the whole purpose. The main reason I wanted Kim to be here, besides introducing you to her charm, is I wanted her to talk about the fact that you're using cloud computing already. Why not take advantage of it and think about how you could be using it to leverage your business? Because here's the main reason, Kim. Customers, never mind whether businesses are using cloud computing to leverage their business model, customers are demanding more cloud computing from the businesses they do business with.
Absolutely.
And if you're not meeting them in the marketplace, you're losing.
Absolutely, and it helps customers save money.
Yeah.
It's helping them save money. You know, when I was talking about the online services solution for Microsoft, the integrated services application for Microsoft.
I got 20 seconds, Kim.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Bottom line is two points. Helps customers save money. Find new business opportunities for them, ways of doing business, and save money on their infrastructure.
Folks, Gretzky, the great hockey player, said, I skate to where the puck is going, not to where the puck is. Where the puck is going is cloud computing. That's where your customers already are. You have to skate to where they are, where they're going. Hey, Kim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Now, what's the name of that company you're with again?
Microsoft, the number one software company
in the world. Thanks, Kim. I'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.